Hello, 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 my beautiful people. It's LaVon with Love Soul Life Coaching. Me, myself, and I. The journey continues. I was sitting in my she shed thinking about, well, really, I started with reading my discussion post for the week. And it's research and evaluation of research that was conducted. And this week I wrote about depression and how depression has been in my family, or is not has been, is in my family, and how when I was younger I suffered from depression, and how it's just a monster that looks to take over your mind. It's like a mind-blowing monster. You truly just fuck yourself literally with believing everything you think. But then the question is your life so small and so minuscule that God, Yahweh, the Most High, the universe, you yourself, did not call you for a purpose? I asked myself that question. I often ask myself that question. Because oftentimes, I don't give myself enough credit for the things that I do. Or the things that I write, thinking that no one wants to hear it or wants to listen. It's just me feeling that way. And on the contrary, there's many people out here that has been depressed, suffers with anxiety or from anxiety, suffers with a lack of emotional intelligence. Because it's always feel, feel, feel. And never think about what you're truly thinking of the feeling that you're having. Well, let me say that again. So, you have this feeling, and you put a thought with that feeling, and then you believe the thought that you put with that feeling. But does that make it so? We have to start by questioning ourselves in order to get to a place of understanding what flourishing really is. And that's accepting who you are, where you are, knowing where you're going, because all that is lives within you. Easy words to say, just as easy to apply. We're so busy running here and there, we never take the moments to get truly clear with ourselves. So, because of being in school, I have to take those moments. And a lot of my discussion post tells my story and how I viewed it. And then the therapy that I was studying at the time, how I used it and didn't even know what it was considered in the secular world to be in order to heal myself. Now, I know you're probably thinking it took 2 years of writing essays to figure out how to heal yourself. Well, no, I didn't take the essays. I just recognized from the essays the things that I've learned along the way, that they were innate. So oftentimes we choose the thoughts, we choose to believe the thoughts that we have, and they're not true. And that's years of mindset that you have to unfold. I personally unfold through writing and talking to people. Right now, this conversation is about me, to me, that I'm choosing to share with you. So, yeah, I think I'm going to take my essays and do something worthwhile. The first time, this is the very first time that I felt very confident about putting some truth out there on the line for other people to observe and maybe even apply. So, let's see what happens, is all I have to say. I believe in myself, as you should believe in you. Until we speak, be peaceful, and remember, no one can love you the way that you can. Signing off, me, myself, and I, the journey continues.